Hey, before we get underway, I just want to say that was a good article by Jeff Blue, or interview with Jeff Blue, and I think it was last Saturday's paper.
Chris.
Yes, sir.
You say you had an article you wanted to talk about before we get started?
Oh, no. Well, I just wanted to say that I thought that I saw that Jeff had been quoted, I think, in the News Gazette last Saturday, I think. And by golly, it sure sounded like Jeff Blue in all, in every respect.
That was probably the one about Monticello Road, right? Yeah, that was a long-winded explanation that I gave, but I thought it deserved a long-winded explanation. And then, so that was two Saturdays ago. Last Saturday, there was just a small one in the mailbag about the bridges up on Dewey Fisher Road. So I'm two for two the last two Saturdays. I don't think there'll be anything in tomorrow. I haven't had any questions this week.
It's four of us. That's not a quorum, is it?
Yeah. We only have seven.
Okay, Clemens came on. Brad?
Well, there's Brad came in.
Okay, we got a quorum.
I'm here.
We're gonna start the meeting.
Beers. Clemens.
Here.
McGuire.
Here.
Rizals. Michaels.
Here.
Store.
Here.
Cohort.
Present. Okay, we need approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second, McGuire.
It was moved by Diane and seconded by Chris. Okay, any discussion? Well, all in favor say aye.
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 Anyone oppose? Okay, we need approval of the minutes for May 8th, 2020.
So moved.
Moved by Brad.
Second by
McGuire. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Anyone oppose? Okay, we're going to public participation. Do we have any public? Seeing none, we'll go to communication. Is there any communication from the committee? Okay, seeing now we're going to county and township motor fuel tax claim for May 2020.
If a motion is needed to accept those, I'll make that. Chris?
Hey, Chris made a motion. Need a second?
Second.
Second by Mitchell. Michaels, I'm sorry. open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Okay, we're going to
report. First item on the agenda, item number 8, petition requesting resolution approving appropriation of funds from the County Bridge Fund for Summer Township. Rick Wolken, Township Highway Commissioner, has requested assistance in the replacement of a culvert underneath his road. There you'll see it. Just south and east of Thomasboro. We're proposing a 9x3x40 foot box culvert. Estimated cost of replacing the box culvert is $26,520. And I would ask for your approval of that petition and resolution.
Motion by Michaels and second by McGuire. Okay, it's open for discussion. Chris?
Thank you. Mr. Blue, is this a replacement or is this, will this be a larger culvert?
It's a larger culvert replacing smaller culvert that is also in poor condition.
Good.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Seeing none. It's been approved, Jeff.
All right, moving on to item number 9, petition request and resolution approving appropriation of funds from the County Bridge Fund, East Bend Township. Scott Rogers, East Bend Township Highway Commissioner, is requesting funds to put in an 8x3x42 foot box culvert. You'll see it there. It's on County Road 800E. This is also a replacement of an existing culvert. $25,200 is the estimated cost. And I would ask for your approval of the petition and resolution.
Okay, we need a motion.
So moved.
Been moved in second, and it's open for discussion.
Madam Chair, Chris? And Mr. Blue, is this, same question as before, is this a larger culvert or about the same size?
The majority of these are all larger culverts. Typically, when we get a request, it's due to the either the size of the culvert or, you know, the condition of the culvert. This one is a is both. It's a pretty deep structure. That's why the cost is pretty significant, because the depth of the structure in order to replace it is more significant than most little township projects are. This one's a few more feet deep, so that's why you see kind of a higher price tag on this one, even though the culvert size isn't huge.
Madam Chair, to ask a follow-up question. Mr. Blue, Is this kind of, you said that you know, replacing these culverts is, with larger culverts is becoming standard. Is that going to be probably the pattern that we'll see and that we are seeing? I think I've kind of raised this before, but is this kind of the what we're generally doing?
So whenever we get a request from a township highway commissioner, the assistant county engineer goes out and meets with the highway commissioner and takes a look at what they need to do. And we have our design engineer, Jenny Marner, do a hydraulic analysis of the culvert to determine the size of it. So we're not just upsizing them or replacing as is in size just by, you know, looking at it. We're actually doing a hydraulic analysis to make sure we're getting the appropriate size culvert in there. Typically, it'll come back with a square footage of needed opening, and we'll go to, you know, what would be the next largest size culvert. Let's say it needs 22 feet of square foot opening on this one. So we go to an 8x3, which gives us 24 square feet of opening.
Is the new LIDAR imagery that we've been getting and that the hydraulic engineer is likely using kind of providing better information, would you say?
Honestly, I don't have an answer to that question, Chris. I'm not sure exactly what program she uses. I know she uses a hydraulic analysis program that she purchased through the state or through American Society of Civil Engineers. And I'm not sure what all inputs go into to assessing the size of those culverts.
No further questions, Madam Chair.
Okay, any more questions? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Okay, Jeff.
Right. Moving on to item number 10, petition request and resolution approving appropriation of funds for Newcomb Township. Brett Cox, Newcomb Township Highway Commissioner, has requested a replacement of an existing 4x3x30-foot concrete structure. You see this one is being replaced by a 6x2, so the hydraulic adequacy of the pipe is fine. It's just the condition of the pipe is such that the road is starting to have issues due to the condition of the pipe, it being old. It's there just north and east of Mahomet. So I would ask for your approval of that petition and resolution.
So moved.
Second. Been moved and second. It's open for discussion. Seeing all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, Jeff, you got it.
All right, we have a petition requesting resolution approving appropriation of funds from Ogden Township. Greg Frerix, Ogden Township Highway Commissioner, has requested, again, the replacement of a culvert. You'll see it's there just north and east of Royal. The existing culvert is a 4x2.5, kind of an odd-shaped culvert, and then it has a 30-inch corrugated metal pipe sitting next to it, trying to carry all the water. The hydraulic analysis shows that we need an 8x3, giving us a significantly larger hydraulic availability for the water. So we're looking at an 8x3x34-foot concrete box culvert for Ogden Township, and I would ask for your approval of that petition and resolution.
Okay. It's been moved and second, and it's open for discussion. Okay, seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Jeff?
Alrighty, moving on to item number 12, resolution appropriating county motor fuel tax for the county share of Kuat study section 18, lots of zeros, ES, with Faith Cagle, our past MFT accountant, moving out of her job. She actually decided to do more work at home and be with her children more. So she's left her position, and we were cleaning up a lot of things during transition time of her leaving. And we found that the resolution for this section, which was actually in 2018 funding Kuat's, we've actually funded Kuat's, but the resolution was never approved to appropriate the funds in order to do that. So we're cleaning that up. It's a resolution for $31,948.22. Again, the money's already been spent. We just didn't have appropriating the funds on file. And so we need to do this in order to satisfy IDOT requirements and get our approvals from IDOT for this funding.
This is Chris. I'll move the resolution.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Okay, moved and second by Brad. It's open for discussion. Diane?
I
unmute yourself.
Go ahead. Oh, am I muted?
Not now.
Oh, sorry, guys and girls. I understand this is basically a paper trail more than anything. This doesn't affect any kind of adjustments to any of the budget items or anything else. It's just a
it's just
a note to put in the file that yes, we did approve this.
Yeah, we have to do these resolutions, and then we have to send down an authorization to IDOT. We get all the motor fuel tax money in the county funds, and we expend them, but we didn't get this approved, and we didn't do a resolution. So this is just something we're trying to get everything cleaned up so that when a new motor fuel tax accountant comes in, there's no loose strings laying about that we need to tie up.
Right. May I? Is there another one for 19 and 20, or is this on a biannual or something basis?
No, this is just one that we actually missed. We do this every year.
So you have the 19 on file and the,
Yes. 20 hasn't been done yet. That usually comes in like July or August.
Perfect.
So we'll be coming in July or August for that appropriation.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, more discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Okay, Jeff.
All right, the last one here, resolution appropriating county motor fuel tax for county road maintenance, section 19, lots of zeros and GM. Again, this is one where we're just trying to get everything tied up. This is from 2019. This was our general maintenance authorization and resolution. We were short on that by $13,029.31. So we basically spent more money on maintenance than we had authorized and appropriated. The money's been spent, but we need to do this in order to send in our final estimate into IDOT and get it approved and make sure that all the databases are zeroed out for 2019 GM.
Okay, need a motion.
So moved, but I have a question.
Okay, Jim and Diane. Okay, it's open for discussion. Chris?
I think Jim said that he had a question. I'll hold mine until after Jim.
Okay, Jim?
I guess my question would be is why it's almost June and we're cleaning up 19. And I'm sure if this went to the full board, that would be a question also. Maybe Diane.
Sure. So like I said, the motor fuel tax accountant had some numbers in there that weren't appropriated. We spent the money on rock and salt and those types of things. Typically, these get done in about March, But yeah, we're all the way into June and trying to get this cleaned up. But hopefully when we get a new motor fuel tax accountant in, we'll be a lot more timely with these types of issues. I've got my chief person over there, Michelle, making sure all this stuff is cleaned up before we get a new motor fuel tax accountant in. And we're going to interview for that position starting on, we're going to interview three people on Tuesday. Hopefully we'll have somebody on staff in July in order to start making sure we're getting these things done in a more timely manner.
Okay, Diane.
Do you foresee any other items that are holding up the closing of 2019? Because last I heard on the full board, the auditor had not closed out 2019, which is normally closed the end of March. So I didn't know if there were any other accounts that you had that were in the negative that needed to be cleared out before they close off the 2019 books.
No, I mean, all of our accounts as far as the AS400 go are all balanced and good.
Okay.
This is just a paperwork to get the appropriation cleaned up for this particular general maintenance item. But yeah, no, we're, as far as I know, and Michelle's shaking her head yes, that we're good to go at the highway department as far as everything balancing. To
Diane?
Follow up. So you feel like your department has pretty much found all of the past items that need to be corrected and updated from the prior person working? Or do you think there'll be probably some more things, maybe just not budget related?
I think we've found things that seem like they're bigger numbers. I can't sit here and swear that we're not going to find something else.
Sure.
Because IDOT will come in and do an audit probably in the next year or so. And if they find a few things where we didn't have appropriate authorizations or resolutions, we may have to clean stuff up. But I can tell you that all the books between IDOT and the county right now balance to the penny.
Okay,
and
great.
So we keep a QuickBooks at the highway department. We use the AS400 for the county. And then there's another database that IDOT has us maintain through Access. And all of those are balancing out at this time. So it's not a matter of whether or not we've spent the money or used the money. It's a matter of whether all the authorizations and the paperwork that IDOT requires have been cleared and signed and sent back to us.
Okay.
So that's, I'm not going to sit here and say we don't have some of that. I don't know for sure.
But the monies have all been appropriated,
you know, kind of,
and that's not going to, I think part of my main concern is things have been very tardy coming from an audit standpoint on several things, and I would just wonder that there might be some other things, and I don't want to see your department being called out, if you will. I think you guys do a great job, and I appreciate it.
And I appreciate that. We've been working for quite a few months to make sure that the treasurer's books and our books, and we've struggled with some of the money's coming in, not getting posted on time. We see them, the auditor, or the auditor sees them, the treasurer hasn't posted them. So we've been really trying to keep on top of that. And if we see some authorizations and appropriations coming into the highway department from the state, we are sending emails to the treasurer to make sure that they're seeing them and getting them put into our accounts.
Yeah, great. I appreciate the proactive.
Okay, Chris.
Thank you. Good questions by Diane and Jim. And I just wanted to kind of make sure that, we haven't overspent something that this is going to put us, out of whack.
No, all the monies have been spent in the 2019 budget, and the budget's been closed. This is just going back and making sure that. So what happens is every year we do an estimate, and I do that estimate. Basically, I'll do it in October of 2020 for our 2021 maintenance. So whenever you're estimating something in October and you have to start working on the roads and you work on them an entire year, oftentimes you underspend or overspend a little bit here or there for different things. And what this is doing is making sure that our over expenditure of this $13,000 is put into an appropriation, and we get all the appropriation and the authority from IDOT. So this is a typical issue. It's a little later than we typically do it. It's usually March or so when we're cleaning up these things with IDOT, because we have to send in a final estimate to IDOT showing what we have spent versus what we had actually estimated to spend. It's very typical to like a bridge contract or a road building contract where we estimate, we get a bid, and it never comes in exactly as we bid it. It's either a little bit under or a little bit over. So it's the same thing on general maintenance. We can't estimate exactly how much salt we're going to use, exactly how much rock we're going to use in a given year, but we try to stay, you know, relatively as close as we can. But I want to make sure we're taking care of the roads in an appropriate manner, even if there's a little bit extra money that we need to spend. It's not that the money's not sitting in our unobligated with MFT. We're not having to borrow ahead. We just overspent by this amount in 2019 on the maintenance of the road.
Thank you.
Any more discussion? Jim? No? Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone oppose? Ayes have it. Okay, Jeff.
The only other business I had is kind of came out in that conversation is that Faith Cagle left her position as highway projects accountant, and we've been taking applications for that job for the last couple of months. We have three candidates that we think are worthy of being interviewed. So we are actually, I did some meet and greets via Zoom over the last couple of weeks to meet these people and make sure that I felt that they were appropriate candidates to bring in an interview. So we are going to do interviews. I told them that they need to bring in face masks, and we'll keep the 6 foot social distancing, but we're going to have three candidates in Tuesday to interview for that position. And hopefully one of them will be worthy for us to make an offer to them, and we can get somebody in that position by July, I would hope.
Okay. No other business, Jeff?
The only other thing I would add is that we typically do not have a meeting in July, which I think is typical of most of the committees for the county. So I would propose that we have no meeting in July, and if there are any items that need to be acted upon by the board, that we send them directly to the board. But I don't foresee anything of any magnitude needed for a July meeting.
Okay.
Do you need a motion for that?
I think it'd be bad so that we can tell Megan that to cancel the meeting for July.
I move we don't have a meeting in July.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Anyone oppose? Okay. The chair doesn't have a report, and the designated items will be 8 through 13.
Yes, that's correct.
So is there anything else that needs to be brought in front of the committee?
Everybody have a nice time off in July for summer, if everything's going well.
Yeah, we'll be quarantined. Okay, if there's nothing else to go in front of the committee, I declare it's adjourned.
Thank you. Everybody have a great July.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks. Okay. Good to see you all.
Good to see you all, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.